Friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back to Going In Raw. We're going to try something a little new today with some video.
Well, we've done video before.
Yeah, every once in a while we've done video. Sometimes. It's a wrestling podcast. This is what we do. Dan's not here because it's not a special event pay-per-view episode.
Also, he's not here because he's in another country.
But I know he's listening. Yeah. So, hello, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
How are you? Hope you're well.
Yes,
I finally watched. Dan's going to be pissed because I finally watched NXT Takeover.
We'll get to that.
Oh, it was so good.
Well, hold on. We'll get to it.
It was so good. Why didn't I watch it live?
I don't know.
I was getting hammered drunk. That's why.
That's a good reason.
I know. That's a pretty good reason.
I suppose. You could have been getting hammered drunk and watching Takeover.
I could have been getting hammered drunk and watching. Yeah, no, I know. But sometimes you got to get out of the house. Sometimes you just have to get out of the house. That was one of those days. Okay. So anyways, what are we going to talk about this week? Hold on. I have your notes up here.
Yeah, look at the show notes. Then you know.
Oh, okay. Future. Okay.
Just get right into it. Why were you motorboating your mic, Raw Cap?
Raw Cap! There you go. It's time for Raw Cap. Holy crap! What a big Raw.
It was fun.
I only watched it in small video clips. I didn't even watch it on Hulu. Because big stuff. The Dudleys came back.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, Lesnar beat down Bo Dallas.
This is the one time that I actually kind of wish I was watching. This plays into my theory that SummerSlam, it makes me wonder, we have to watch out for Survivor Series now to see if they do like a Survivor Series week to see if there's a huge draw after it.
Survivor Series the last few years has been lessened in its impact and importance.
But do you think, because obviously you see...
See, I wouldn't be surprised if Royal Rumble gets that treatment.
Okay, but Survivor Series is also the big one.
Historically has been one of the more important pay-per-views. The last few years hasn't really mattered.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right now, the important pay-per-views are WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, yeah. SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they might try to make Survivor Series another big one?
They could.
It's possible. But I kind of like, I'll be honest, I kind of like even leaving the Rumble out of it. I kind of like a 2 year is good. A big week.
Yeah. You get,
and then
you
a know, big week.
You get one in the spring and one late summer.
Yeah. But that's definitely, I think, the approach they were taking with SummerSlam this year, maybe to feel out how successful. I think it was a big success.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, I think, proven even further with this Raw, because typically after WrestleMania, you get a huge Raw. This was a huge Raw.
It kind of felt like a post-WrestleMania
Raw. It felt like a post-WrestleMania Raw.
A little bit. Maybe not quite as hype a crowd.
Yeah.
Because the crowds at the Raw after WrestleMania are always off.
Always huge, yeah. Yeah.
Crazy enthusiastic.
Yeah. That said, you know, the pops for the big moments were pretty big.
Yeah.
Dudleys came out. They went crazy.
It's the perfect place for them to debut.
It's the
re-debut.
Freaking Dudleys.
Philadelphia probably wasn't the best, but yeah. New York is a pretty close second.
I think Bubba Ray is one of the very, very few examples to go from WWE to TNA and really change perception. I mean, he's always been, you know... He's always been the Dudley Boys. He's always been the top guy in the Dudley Boys.
He definitely established himself as a solo star.
He established himself. He ran with it. He was one of the few guys that you would almost want to tune into TNA for.
Yeah.
Because he was in great shape. He was cutting vicious promos.
Yeah.
The guy was top notch in TNA.
Yeah.
So it's fun to see him come back, and I want to see if maybe he can, like, once the gimmick of the Dudleys coming back. I mean... Hopefully, though, I mean, I think they're coming back, A, you know, to infuse the tag division with some depth.
Yeah.
But also to teach.
Yeah.
To show some guys, this is a little bit how it's done if you guys want to reach the next level.
Yeah.
9-time champions.
And it'd be interesting to see if, as you, I think we're alluding to, that after, you know, say a year or so of doing that, that they give Bubba a solo push.
Yeah. Because if he does the kind of stuff
Devon,
he was...
Or too, because Devon's great.
Devon's great, but Bubba was really the standout in TNA. Yeah. His promos were spectacular.
Yeah.
Like,
he's always been a really good promo guy.
Yeah. So, and he was in really good shape. He looked like a badass, you know?
Yeah.
So, so we'll see if that happens. You know, I mean, there's a lot of young stars that maybe he can get a... Maybe he can be a jobber to the stars, maybe. If they push him properly... and then start using him to get people over.
That's why I think if they push him properly, give him, you know, maybe give him a short reign with the big strap. And then, as you say,
right.
Jobber to the stars.
Jobber to the stars, yeah. So that was huge. Have we heard from Bo Dallas? Is he?
I doubt he will for a while.
I love when this shit happens and then Wikipedia is updated to show their death. Because that's what happened.
Yeah.
I love Wikipedia because, like, if people rely on that, they think it's like the end all
source of information.
It's not. Anybody can change it.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So yeah, Brock completely murdered Bo Dallas.
Yeah.
Feels like Brock is going away for a little while.
Probably
until,
well, he's
going
to be back October 3rd for the Madison
MSG, and that's going to be that's going to be on the network. Right?
I have an idea about this, but
okay.
Let's talk a little bit broader here.
Okay.
What is this, the end of the Brock Undertaker feud?
I'm thinking WrestleMania makes sense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, regardless of whether or not I want that to happen or you want that to happen, that seems like that's what's going to happen.
Probably.
So I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Do you think? I don't think it's the end. I would like it to be the end, but it can't be. I mean, that kind of scrub finish.
Because they've announced Brock's going to be at this Madison Square Garden event, but they haven't announced who his opponent's going to be.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? Wouldn't that be fantastic? Somebody, WrestleZone had it today. They said there was a possibility. I didn't click on the article.
Oh, I didn't either.
I clicked instead on the article. It said New Day copyright issues. They took out their Empire.
Oh, State of Mind.
Empire.
Oh,
yeah.
Did that article mention Undertaker as a possible foe?
No. It was a different article that said his opponent has possibly been hinted at, but I didn't click on it, so I don't know who his opponent would be.
Okay,
that would be if you're saying that they should get Undertaker Brock at a network exclusive.
What a way to draw people to the network!
What a great way, the blow off match on the network only at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
I love those down produced shows. Those are fun. That Japan one is great.
From Kevin Owens losing the belt, I agree with you.
We need to start doing the streamers thing. The streamers thing is great, where they throw the streamers into the
Wrestler's power.
That's great. There's a lot of stuff that we can learn from Japanese wrestling. There's a lot of stuff that we can learn. Let's see what else. Okay, Sting returned.
Oh, I think the article you're talking about on WrestleZone was that they were alluding that Bo Dallas might have been his opponent at a Madison Square Garden. I did.
That's 180 degrees away from what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Sting returned. Apparently, he was in that box for quite a while. What I read.
Yeah.
He was back there, and he was wearing like a black hoodie or something.
No,
I don't
he
know.
Came out during Bray Wyatt's promo.
Oh, did he? Okay. Yeah, all right. Then I read something else that's before that that said he was in the box for a very long time.
Oh, okay.
That would have been a pain in the ass. Yeah, he's like old. You shouldn't do that to him.
I know.
Like, come on. Just whatever. That was cool. That was a cool. Again, I wish I was watching Raw live. That's a cool moment.
It is a really cool moment.
I wonder if at any time, see, this is what I love to think about. I love to think about the story logic of, is there a Seth Rollins statue? Did Triple H and Stephanie commission a Seth Rollins statue?
Well, we saw that too earlier in the show.
Oh, did they show the statue?
Yeah, backstage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't watch. I just watched Raw on little video bits on Twitter. That's how I saw it. Because I was like, it was already ruined for me. All the big moments are already ruined for me.
They're not ruined. I mean, here's why I don't necessarily mind spoilers. Because it's one thing to know what happened. It's another thing to see and experience for yourself.
I agree to a point. But on Twitter, as I'm on my Twitter feed, WWE is literally tweeting out 30-second chunks of what's happening. And it's all the big moments.
Just don't go on Twitter.
I can't do that.
I know you're addicted to Twitter.
You know me better now.
You're pretty hardcore.
I know. I can't do that. So, I didn't. Was it a good-looking statue?
It was okay. The one thing I noticed is that the U.S. title didn't look like the main plate was finished on the statue.
Really? Ooh, I wonder if somebody got fired over that. We're not using your company again if we want another statue.
The heavyweight belt was finished.
Yeah.
The U.S. belt looked like it wasn't quite finished yet.
Well, maybe they're going to change the U.S. belt.
Could be.
That'd be cool. They've been talking about that for a while now.
There was rumors that they were gonna merge the IC and U.S. belt.
I would love for them to do that.
Where is this feud going?
Okay, Night of Champions, Sting versus Seth Rollins. Apparently, this was only set up a couple days before SummerSlam.
Yeah.
That's what I read behind the scenes.
And it's just
Sting
right now,
obviously isn't going to win.
It's just for the heavyweight championship right now.
Okay. It's Night of Champions, which we all know. Night of Champions was a WCW thing, wasn't it?
I don't remember. No, a Clash of Champions. That was WCW.
I swear to God, WCW had a Night of Champions.
We can look it up later.
I will look it up. Scoops, let Scoops do something. Scoops.
Yeah.
Scoops, look it up.
Look it up for us. But Night of Champions, every belt is supposed to be on the line.
Yes,
so
correct.
So either they're going to add a stipulation that both belts are on the line in this match with Sting, or Seth is wrestling twice.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're saying. Seth might be wrestling Cena for the U.S. belt. which would be something else.
Yeah.
Seth could do it. He can handle it.
Oh, yeah.
And I wish him good luck. Is there any chance in the world
that Sting could win the title?
No. No way.
I think there is a chance.
You think there's a chance?
Yeah, there's always a chance. Listen, Seth wrestles Cena. Seth wins.
Okay. And Seth's a U.S. champion alone? That's it?
And then Seth wrestles Sting. Cena comes out.
Ooh. Screws Seth.
Sting wins.
Okay.
And then the next night on Raw, you can have Triple H do something and say, no, that doesn't count. Give the belt back to... I almost feel like Sting has to win, because why would they bring him back twice or two times as to have him job both times?
Yeah, right.
And him losing doesn't really advance the story at all.
Can you imagine if Sting won the WWE? That's heavy. And Triple H is such a mark for history. Oh, my God. That'd be great. That'd be great. I think this is the finish. This is the finish. Sting has Seth in the Scorpion Deathlock.
Uh-huh.
Seth taps. Something screwy happens.
You think so?
Dusty finish.
Dusty finish. I just don't see Sting losing. I'll say that.
Yeah.
He's not going to lose.
Yeah, I think but that could be a dusty finish.
It could be.
Yeah. Cuz I don't see him losing, but my mind can't fathom him winning the belt. Oh, that'd be great. I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
My mind cannot fathom it though.
Yeah. I mean, either it's going to be something like he wins and then our next night in Raw, they rematch and Seth wins. If Sting wins, it's going to be a short reign.
Yeah.
And he'll get screwed out of it the next night in Raw or something. And then he'll come back for Royal Rumble probably and set up some other
right
Sting versus the Authority angle.
Let's take a short commercial break.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Do you like wearing clothes? Sometimes we do too.
So if you want the best friendo gear to wear at the donut shop, local pub, or in dark alleys, go to stevenlarson.spreadshirt.com now and check out our latest line of shirts, including the new Kayfabe Corner shirts from Going In Raw.
And the P. Desperado Crew shirt, as Barry Bratwurst would say.
This shirt is 100% guaranteed peed on.
There is no actual urination on our shirts, but they sure are swell. So go to stevenlarson.spreadshirt.com or click the link in the description.
Welcome back to the show. Time to talk. What is it?
NXT TakeOver Brooklyn. You finally watched it.
NXT, I did. And we missed our opportunity last week. Everybody wants to talk about it. You guys are pissed off because I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I will say this. Right now, off the top of my head, there are two potential match of the year candidates. And at the end of the year, you, me, and Dan are going to do our matches of the year.
Okay.
It's
Owen, Cena, and then Sasha Banks, Bayley.
Yeah.
Right not now, even I'm going to give it to Sasha Banks Bayley because I think it's going to be.
I think that's not even a question.
It's going to be looked back on, I think, as one of the benchmarks.
Yeah.
In the kind of the renaissance of women's wrestling.
It as long as they keep up this push with female wrestlers and spotlighting them and making them matter. I want the Bellas gone now. I want them gone yesterday. I just want them fucking gone.
Yeah.
Because they're garbage compared to these women.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that match, she leapt over the fucking ref.
I know.
Dan's so pissed off right now because I'm talking about this shit.
I know.
And he didn't get a chance. And I'm sorry, Dan. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was incredible.
The hand bit he was talking about was incredible. And the finish was fucking fantastic. That, what is it? An inverted Hunikanrana? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It looked like it would hurt.
No shit. And then there was rumors. That looked so vicious that it spurred rumors that she was injured.
Yeah. I know.
That match was crazy.
There was two hand spots. It was the one with the ring steps.
Yeah.
That was cool. But also the one in the ring when Sasha Banks had her in the bank statement.
Yeah.
And Bayley was reaching out.
And she started stomping.
Yeah, that was great.
That was great.
The storytelling that match was phenomenal.
It was amazing. And then there was... Oh, and then the... what do they call it? What do they call the Madison Square Garden thing with the click?
Oh, the
curtain call.
Curtain call, yeah.
The curtain call at the end had Triple H written all over it.
Oh, yeah.
All over it. That's great.
I got a little...
I got chills watching it.
I got a little misty.
I was watching it with Alabama.
Yeah.
And I was screaming. I knew what was going to happen, and I was screaming.
Yeah.
The inverted Hunikarana... Into the belly to belly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was a coronation right there.
Yeah.
That was...
A passing of the torch.
That was a passing of the torch. That was amazing. And I really hope that it'll be sooner than later. And I believe it will be. that Bailey's going to be on Maine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think once the
I think she's going to be over as fuck too.
Once the stage is set, I think in NXT for the next heir apparent.
Yeah.
Then I think it'll be time for Bailey to move.
I want them to keep on fishing out good female wrestlers,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
And then that division will be making so much money.
I know.
I want to get a Bailey shirt now. Or a Sasha Banks shirt.
I thought about getting a Sasha Banks one after that match. I considered it.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Sorry, Dan. I apologize.
Well, the whole card was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a standout, though. I love Blue Pants.
Yeah.
I love when she came out. Crowd was going nuts for her.
Yeah. Even the Samoa Joe Baron Corbin match, I mean, it wasn't exceptional, but...
You're just happy that Baron Corbin lost.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, me too.
I don't like that guy.
I do kind of like his gimmick, though, or his whole
He's
angle.
A little better because now that he's kind of a heel.
Yeah.
Before, he was just a guy who came out and kicked everybody's ass.
I like that he doesn't. He's like, paying your dues. I don't care about that. I got here because I made a phone call.
Yeah, I know.
Apollo Crews, you're right. I just liked his attitude more than anything. I told you this earlier.
Yeah.
He looks down on the ground. He sees Logan. He says, hey, that's me. Then he looks up at the big board. That's me. And he says, a lot of people in here.
But he's also really good in the ring.
Yeah, he's really good in the ring. Still has kind of too big of a head for me. I would love. Oh, we forgot to talk on Raw. Braun Strowman debuted.
Yeah,
the other member of the Wyatt family.
He's a large fellow.
I'd love to see a guy like Apollo Crews in the Wyatt family. This is my point. I don't want him to be fresh faced baby face guy throughout. I want him to have a strong, powerful, meaningful gimmick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want him just to be a regular hero type.
Yeah.
We're supposed to cheer for him because he's good or whatever.
Yeah.
I want him to be menacing, to be threatening, if they're going to book him as a heel.
Yeah. Even if they book him as a face, it'd be nice if there was a dimension to the character.
Right, right. But no, he's got a lot of good stuff going for him.
Yeah, he seems to have all the tools, all the skills.
Yeah. So good luck to him. Yeah. And then Owens versus Balor was a good match.
Yeah, it was good. He had some good spots.
Yeah.
The part that made me laugh that I talked about last week was when Balor came out, did his whole fancy intro, and then Owens is just sitting in the chair by the announce desk.
He was channeling you. He was just bored. He was like, okay.
I think that's why I like
Owens. I don't need pageantry in my wrestling.
No, and I was watching it with my wife.
Oh, yeah.
And I was talking about how Finn Balor does nothing for me, and she just says, you don't like spectacle.
Yeah, exactly. You like meat.
I do. I like
get to the meat.
Mm-hmm.
I like foo-foo flair all over it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I like crap all over it.
Substance.
It was a good match. So I get so cringy when it comes to ladder matches these days, though. In my old age, knowing
you're,
what it's
you're
like to wake up hurting.
Passion for these entertainers.
Yeah, a little bit. Especially with Owens. Because, like, my back is always in bad conditions, and I'm like, how does he do that with that big old giant belly on
him?
He has
a history of knee troubles, too.
Yeah, he does. But, like, when he took a couple of spots, like, on the ladders and stuff, like, when the ladder was standing up like that, and he took the backdrop, that looked rough. I hate Finn's finisher. And the higher he gets multiplies how much I hate it. Because he did it from way up top, and I'm just thinking to myself, you're going to have no ankles when you grow up, man.
Yeah.
I can't stand that.
I don't like it because it looks like it doesn't look like a powerful finishing move.
It doesn't. It just looks like he's going to roll himself.
Yeah. But you know, like if you look at it legitimately, if you jumped off and actually stomped on a guy, it would probably hurt him pretty bad.
Probably, yeah.
But in the world of wrestling, it does nothing for me.
It seems like it shouldn't even be a legal move.
I agree.
Like you're just landing on a guy.
Yeah, I mean that's like if you hit him a little too rough, you can break a rib, you can puncture a lung.
Another move that Sasha Banks did that I was like, holy crap, was when she was on the top turnbuckle, Bailey was prone on the ground, and she landed on her knees
with Bailey's
head. I was like, holy crap, like 6 inches off, and you're crushing her eye or her throat or something,
Yeah.
So it was fantastic. Takeover was great.
Yeah.
Dan, I'm sorry. I should have watched it so we could have talked about it last week.
But now we have an opportunity.
Lesson learned.
Yeah.
Lesson learned. Oh, so you don't care. You're like, yeah, but I have an opportunity to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not missing
it. Doesn't affect you at all.
I wish Dan were here to talk about it because it would have been, we all enjoyed it. It'd have been a fun conversation. But at least we get an opportunity to talk about it.
Exactly.
Sorry, Dan.
Exactly. I don't see any more notes here.
No, that's it.
We have Kayfabe Corner. We got coming up, we've got how to get our final Oh No's Adam Rose. Is that next month?
Yeah,
and we start up.
Yeah.
With Roman Reigns?
No. I thought next month would be our last Oh No Adam Rose.
Right, okay, yeah, that's what
and
I meant.
And then October would be the first
okay.
Reigns.
Okay, all right, that's
good.
Fine.
It'll lead right into WrestleMania season.
All right, that sounds good.
I have my Oh No Adam Rose ones already done.
No, that's good. I've started thinking. I think last week's should have been my finale. Should okay. have been my coup de grace.
Okay.
You guys should know right now, before we launch into Kayfabe Corner.
What?
At stevenlarson.spreadshirt.com.
You going to toss a link up?
I'll put a link up. You can get now Kayfabe Corner t-shirts. There's two of them.
Yeah.
You don't get two. You can buy two.
Guess what they say.
Real?
No, they're supposed to guess.
Oh.
Say, there's Kayfabe Corner t-shirts. This is like you saying the wrestler's name.
Yeah.
There's Kayfabe Corner's t-shirt. Guess what they say.
Yeah. It says real. And fake on the other one. And then it is this Kayfabe Corner.
Yeah.
I was very proud of that last night when I came up with them. I was like, ooh, these are nice.
Yeah, no, I'm going to buy one in, I think, the olive green.
Which one are you going to buy?
Fake.
I'll buy real.
Good. What color are you going to get?
Black. Of course.
Wear black shirts.
Olive green.
Yeah, I don't have an olive green shirt. They look nice.
That font looks really good against black, though. That's my
thing. It looks good against any kind of darker color.
Oh, olive green is dark green?
Yeah.
That's also, you know what you should do? You should get, because I put up a Robin Stevens shirt.
Yeah.
You should get that in the Milwaukee olive green.
Okay.
Because that's green also.
Okay.
So, I think it's time. Is it time for Kayfabe Corner?
Sure.
All right, let's do Kayfabe Corner.
All right, you ready? All right, again, let's explain to our...
Well, let's stop.
You want to take a break first?
Yeah, we'll take a commercial break.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Go to lootcrate.com/Steven Larson now and get a discount off your new subscription. And if you order by the 19th of this month, you'll get the Summon Crate featuring an exclusive item from Supernatural and some items from Blizzard.
And every subscription that uses the promo code friendo at lootcrate.com/Steven Larson receives a discount and we get a kickback too. You want cool shit to show up at your door every month? Then sign up for your Loot Crate now.
Just click the link in the description or go to lootcrate.com/Steven Larson now.
All right. So let's refresh our listeners and viewers about what Kayfabe Corner is.
Kayfabe Corner is the ultimate pro wrestling challenge.
Yeah.
12
names.
12 names each week. One of us comes up with 12 names, half real, half fake.
Correct.
It's theme driven.
Now, yes.
You get a choice. You get bonus points possible at the end.
If the person asking decides there's a bonus question.
Well, there has to be that. However, like these days, there has to be. Do you have a bonus question here?
Yeah.
Is it worth two?
No.
Needs to be worth two.
Not just because you did it once worth two. Doesn't mean it always
I'm saying
to.
If 1 week
if
somebody gets. If 1 week okay, somebody okay, gets
okay,
all of them.
Okay. I'll make it be worth two because there's the way I.
Mathematically speaking, if I'm ever. Yeah.
The way I phrase a question, it's possible for there to be two answers.
We need the same opportunity each week.
Okay. I think you're just kind of stacking the deck so that each week you have an opportunity to get a higher score. I know that also gives me the same opportunity, but I already have the high score, so it gives you a chance to beat my high score.
Oh, that's actually a pretty good point. Your high score has, yeah, if I don't beat your high score by 2 points, there's got to be an asterisk next to it. What's your high score?
11.
Oh, fuck. That was only a couple weeks ago, too.
It was the last time we did it.
Boy, oh, boy.
All right, are you ready? The theme's going to be pretty obvious.
I don't feel good about this.
The theme's going to be pretty obvious when I ask the first question.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Colossal Connection. Real or fake?
That's got to be real.
Correct.
Okay. So we're doing tag teams.
Apparently. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Number two. Techno Team 2000.
Fake.
Real.
Ah!
Number three.
Okay.
The Athletic Club.
Oh, it's real.
Fake.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's a variation on whatever Kevin Sullivan's one was.
Was he at the Varsity Club?
Yeah. Okay, damn it.
What's this, number four? The California Connection.
True, right, real.
Fake.
Fuck!
Number five.
Man, what am I doing? Okay, come on, get my head in the game.
I'm doing well.
I know, I'm doing terrible.
Number five, Well Done.
I'm going to say... God, I'm thrown for a loop now. God, Well Done. That sounds like one of those horrible WCW late 90s to 2000 thing. Well Done. But you're also a steak guy. I'm going to say fake.
Real.
When? Okay, when was that?
I think it was the early 90s. It was two guys, Stephen Dunn and Timothy Well.
That's terrible.
All right, the halfway point.
And I only got one.
You won, right? Rhythm and Bruise.
If this is fake, that's extremely clever. Fake.
Yeah.
That's very clever.
It was a tag team, Rhythm and Blues. I think it was Honky Tonk and Greg Valentine.
That sounds right, yeah. So that
one. All right, number 7. The Continentals.
That's real.
Fake.
Fuck.
Number 8. The Miracle Violence Connection.
The fake.
Real.
Real Jesus Christ.
That was Dr. Death, Steve Williams, and Terry Gordy.
God damn.
Number 9. Team Masturbation.
Oh, God. Again, that sounds like some WCW crap. I'll say fake.
Real.
Fuck! When was that?
That's in Combat Zone Wrestling.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But it
Christ.
Was too good. I couldn't
include it. Okay, that's
I could
fine.
Not include it, you know?
Combat Zone Backyard Bullshit.
Number 10.
Okay.
The Dicks.
That has to be real.
It is real.
Okay.
Yeah. WWF.
Three
like
so far.
Early
90s. Yeah, yeah.
Number
WCW.
11.
WCW.
The Fair Pair.
Fair Pair. You like yourself too much for that one. It's fake.
Hard time not smiling. That's why I don't like doing these in person, because it's like sometimes
I only have 4. This is like apparently this is the way to go for you.
Yeah, read me better. Apparently, last one.
Okay,
you have 4, right?
Yeah.
The Carnage Connection.
Oh god, all these connections. You're killing me with that connection stuff. The Carnage Connection. That sounds, I'll say real.
Fake.
Fuck. That sounds real. That should be real.
You got 4?
I got 4.
That is your bonus question.
Okay.
Who were the longest reigning WWF/WWE tag champions? And within 15 days, how long was their reign?
The longest reigning
combined tag. Reigning, sorry, combined.
Longest reigning WWE tag champions.
And within 15 days.
Okay. All right. Longest reigning WWE tag champions would
when does it,
be.
Oh, sorry, this isn't combined. This is
single run. Okay.
Right, if I remember correctly, I can look it up and double check, but I'm not going to do it right now.
The Outlaws won and lost a bunch. Edge and Christian, there was too many good tag teams back then for them to have it too long.
Give me the team first and tell you if you're right or wrong, and then you can all guess right. the length of the reign.
It's going to be something kind of booty, probably. I'll say... God, my mind, I'm drawing a blank right now.
You're feeling down about yourself. That's the problem.
I'm not feeling good about myself right now, I'll be honest with you.
I'm not feeling good at all, I can tell.
It is odd, like being like in person, being on the spot for this,
mm-hmm.
and the cameras are rolling,
and I'm staring at you.
Yeah. Longest run of WWE tag champions.
Oh God! Is it the Usos?
No. I think they had like 100 and some days, I think.
I feel like the Usos had it for a long time.
Yeah,
who was it?
Who were the WWF version of Legion of Doom? Demolition.
Demolition?
Yeah.
How long did they have it for?
Well, that's you're supposed to guess.
Oh, wow. I still have an opportunity
question.
Here?
This is the second point nice. Of the 2-point question. Within 15 days.
Within 15 days. I'll say 360 days.
478 days.
They had it for over a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, back then they did that.
Not really.
Demolition.
It was far and away, like the longest.
What year was that?
It must have been like early 90s.
Early 90s?
Yeah.
Demolition. Who is in Demolition?
Barry Darso.
Okay.
Shit, who else?
Brian Clark wasn't in Demolition, was he?
Might have been. It was Axe, Smash. Maybe
okay.
They were Crush. At one point. Because at one point, it went to 3 people.
Oh, did it? Okay. That sounds like something Brian Clark would have been in.
Yeah, it does.
He's dead now. Man. That's all I get. 4. I think that ties my worst. Probably. I think I've had four before. I'm not very good at Kayfabe Corner, but I love it. Every week, I love it. I'm not good answering nor delivering, evidently. No. All right, next week.
Yeah.
I've got my theme ready to go.
Bring your best.
I'm going to bring my A game. If I can't best your score, I'm going to try to make you have the worst score. You're going to be like the Brett Favre of Kayfabe Corner.
What's the worst?
Most touchdowns and most interceptions.
What's the worst that anybody's ever gotten around? Is it three or four? No, I don't think anybody's got it. Three.
I think it's probably four.
That sounds right.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, that's our show for this week. I feel like we haven't been doing gorilla position.
No.
Is there anything we can fill in, or do you guys like, we'll leave it up to them, let us know, do you guys want longer, because the Dan episodes are usually like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So these ones are like a little, you know, 30 minutes to 45 minutes, which I'm happy with.
Yeah, me too.
But if you guys want anything else, if you guys want to talk anything else,
yeah,
if it's something that sounds fun,
yeah,
we'd consider it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Goodbye.